Join now, Community Matters, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems, by Sun Valley Economic Director Heather Hartman. And we have a lot to cover because a lot is taking place. It is just, I'm just pleased to be joined by the Love Goddess again. I have not had a chance to say that for a very, very long time. And I'm sure your husband tells you that every day.
Oh, no.
Good morning, Love Goddess, you know, and so forth and so on. But it's kind of crazy what's happening in our area, isn't it?
It's been really crazy. I keep telling people I think we're in the middle of a rural revival.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people are really calling about our area. They're inquiring about our area. They're thinking about moving to our area. They are moving to our area.
Mm-hmm.
We get calls probably once a week of people that want to know more about what we're doing here, which we love that. We want to talk about it.
Why do you think there's been this uptick? I know I have my theory.
Yep. So we ask a lot of questions in our office. We're really curious. And so here's the story that we get, no matter whether they're coming from the coast or a neighboring state, or whether they're coming from across the country or out of the country. We have a couple of those too.
Wow.
You know, they commuted. Everyone commuted before the pandemic, and they were just used to it. It was their way of life. And the pandemic hit, and no one was allowed to commute anymore, and you had to be home, and you had to be with your family, and you realized how important that time was, and they have to go back to commuting, and they just don't want to do it anymore. You know, they realize that that time they spent on the road could be time that they spend with their family, that they're in the yard, they're working out, they're, you know, fishing, they're doing fun stuff. And so they're looking for a simpler, slower pace of life. And that's definitely something that we offer here. And that's one of the reasons they're looking to move. The other one is that prior to the pandemic, people didn't have remote working experience, right? I didn't have any.
Right.
You probably didn't have any.
Right.
When the pandemic hit, we all have a little bit of remote working experience. Companies who also never considered it before are kind of considering it now. And so not only can you live where you want, but you can possibly bring your career with you. So we are seeing that a lot too. And we're seeing it from companies who would have never considered that before. So we have people moving back to the area or moving to the area, and they're bringing a great job with them, and they're bringing a family, and they get to set up here and be where they want to be.
And, you know, the other thing I hear about along the lines that you're talking about with, you know, less the congestion and commute and all that is having space. You
Absolutely.
Know, you're so crammed, and with COVID-19, you know, you talk about people not being able to go outside because literally people are 2 feet away from you in the city in some cases. And I've talked to people that have relocated here, and they said, oh my gosh, it's just so nice to actually have a yard. It's nice to be able to go for a walk and a bike ride and not have to worry about so many things.
Right, absolutely. And, you know, in 10 minutes, have your pole in the lake, you know,
yeah,
you can
right.
be fishing, you know,
yeah,
instead of spending an entire day gathering your family and getting your stuff and maybe getting to a little pond.
Yeah.
Here, you can be up here pretty quick.
So the people that are coming to our area, a lot of them are doing, they're keeping their current jobs. Mm-hmm. They're just relocating where they can do the remote stuff,
right.
Whether it be video conferencing, whatever the case may be. But what about, it's a variety of people. Like, are we talking different ages?
Mm-hmm.
We're talking, you talked about, you know, from out of state and from within state and even out of the country.
Right.
Give us kind of a rundown of what you kind of see that happening in regards to the type of people that are moving here.
Right. So we see a lot of young families. Mm-hmm. We're seeing a lot of that, which is great. You know, that's perfect for our school system. That helps everybody. But we're also seeing some retirees and kind of the same way. Some of them got to retire a little early because of the pandemic. Some of them chose to retire a little early. Just because they wanted to be here and wanted to be somewhere that was slower pace of life. You know, we've come up with some numbers of things that we talk about. And one of the things that we talk about is our regional healthcare hub. And I know you know that. Mitchell County Hospitals are a sponsor for this. But, you know, we have an award-winning healthcare, short-term, long-term, transitional health. Those are things that you'd look at if you're going to want to retire. We have Solomon Valley Transportation. We have walkability. You know, we have tons of sidewalks put in. We have a great lake. We have recreation. So that, I feel like that hits both ends. It, you know, it hits that young family because you can kind of do anything you want with your kids here, and we have excellent school systems, and we can hit that retiree too because we are here to be able to support them for the long haul.
We've come a long way in, what would it be, about 15 months, because middle of March of last year, and which seems like 5 years ago, our whole world changed, and certainly you and many organizations had and other people had to come up with some ideas, I think. You had to be proactive. And I've talked about this many times, and we talk about on the Sports Ticket about Major League Baseball always being reactive instead of proactive.
Yeah.
And you have to be proactive in a small town, in a small community, because if you are reactive, odds are you're way behind the curve. And certainly one of the programs that you guys came up with was Mitchell County Strong when trying to help area businesses, and that definitely paid dividends.
Right. You know, we, in our office, it's Chamber Director Julia Raby and Community Foundation, which is Colleen Everly and myself, we felt like, you know, public administration was taking care of our safety, and we felt like we had great people in healthcare taking care of our health. But what we were really worried about was the economics of it. You know, when people shut down and everything kind of pulled in, what was that going to do to our businesses? And we didn't know, obviously, at the beginning how long that was going to last, but we wanted to make sure that our businesses were still here at the end. And so Mitchell County Strong is what we came up with. And it's funny to look back on it now and to see everything that we did, because it was really the three of us in the office one day. And the only thing that we said was, we've got to get money circulating back into the economy as quickly as possible. And, you know, there were other really good federal and state programs that came down that offered a lot more money than what we did. But there was a lot of hoops to jump through, and we really wanted ours to be simple. And so we were able to circulate $150,000 back into the community very quickly. And that was just the first step. We've continued to use that platform and that brand to build other things. And we did quarantine care, and we've done some grocery assistance. And, you know, we're still using Mitchell County Strong. We listen to an advertising guru who tells us that, you know, you've built a good brand and a good logo when people want to put it on a shirt and wear it. Mm-hmm. And if you've seen, you know, we have quite a few Mitchell County Strong t-shirts and signs and clings around town. And so we accidentally built a really good brand. And so we want to use that to go forward. And if people are looking for us or looking to move or relocate or recapture, you know, we want to recapture people that have lived here before. We want to retain the people that still live here, and we want to recruit new people. And so that Mitchell County Strong platform is still being used. And right now it gives you, if you want to go on it, it'll give you a lot of reasons to love Mitchell County. It talks about the Strong program. It talks about our excellence in education athletics. Here's one that I really like. It talks about our investments into infrastructure. Because when you're looking to move somewhere, you want to go somewhere that's thriving and, mm-hmm. and progressive. You don't want to go somewhere that's maybe stale. And here's some numbers that I really think show that we really invest. So within the past 5 years, we've invested over $10 million into public infrastructure projects. This is across the county. We have another $16 million slated for the future water plant. We have over $5 million been invested into fiber optic. Obviously, that's mm-hmm. pretty important to make our area a certified smart rural community with high-quality broadband. And in addition, $28 million has been invested in private capital improvements. So not only is the public investing into their community, but our private citizens are too. Absolutely. Which, again, I hope makes us attractive when people are looking.
No, I agree with you. Salmon Valley Economic Development Director Heather Hartman, our guest today on Community Matters, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. I do think, and certainly I've been here now for 15 years, and I was a member of the Chamber Board at one point in time as well. And over those 15 years, I've seen, I think, our area evolve into getting the right people in the right spots. Mm-hmm. And that includes you. You do a wonderful job.
Well, thank you.
And Julia Raby. We work, you know, at Gina Brockman, then Julia Raby. We kind of went further, and we were able to specify things instead of putting too much on one person, which was the case there when I first moved here. And you've got, you know, Jason Raby does a wonderful job, our city manager, I think, very proactive, lots of ideas. Like, okay, we got these ideas. We brainstorm. Let's try to put them into effect. And you guys all do a great job there. Lucille Heller, you know, with convention tourism, and she does a wonderful job. And so many other people I'm leaving out that work together. But it takes the right people in the right places, I think, and then able to work together to make things proceed and be progressive.
Right.
You know,
we talk about that too, because it's not always going to be the case where you have all these people. And so we feel like we really need to take advantage of it. Mm-hmm. And we have great city councils across the whole county.
Yeah.
That's another thing, you know, people that volunteer their time and sit on a city council. And those are people that make those infrastructure, you know, decisions. And that's across the entire county. I mean, mm-hmm. we have some super active people from Simpson to Tipton to Glen Elder and Cocker and Beloit also that are just doing really great things. So
I have a new business that's in town there in Beloit. Mm-hmm. Went into the old Shopko building and took up. That was great to fill that huge building.
It was great.
Yeah.
It's a big building.
About that. Yeah, it is.
Yep. So Baumgars has done a great job. We love that they filled that space. Nobody wants to see empty buildings. And so we love that they filled that space. There's some activity out front that hopefully you'll see here in another month or so, what's happening out front of Baumgars too. So, and we have that, you know, across the county. You know, Igor's is a great example of someone who drove through in the middle of the pandemic in Cocker City and decided this is the place he wanted to be, and opened a very interesting, fun shop, and is doing a great job promoting himself because he's got a TV station coming to talk to him in a couple of days. So
cool.
I know. We have some statewide magazines that are coming to town today to do some photo shoots, and so I feel like that's when we know we're getting our message out, is that when we have people coming in to check us out.
Now, when people are listening and they're saying, okay, I hear all these these hiring ads on the radio, right, or wherever it might be. Everybody, it seems like, in the entire country is looking to hire. And, right, and Heather, you just talked about how their people are moving here and so forth, but they still are keeping their jobs in many cases. So let's talk about that, because it is an issue, and it's not just a Beloit issue. It's not just a Mitchell County issue. It is an issue. I have friends all across the country, and it is the exact same issue. It is trying to find people to get back to work, or to entice people to leave a current job for something that they think they can pay better, offer better, because they really need somebody. And we have multiple businesses, if you listen to our stations on a regular basis now, that are trying to find people for jobs that they need filled. So how can all of us work together to try to help with that situation? And because that is a major problem, because unemployment rate is low, which is a good thing, but in some cases it's not so a good thing.
No, and not as low as it is. I mean, this is the lowest I've ever seen it in the 100 years I think I've been in this job. But, you know, I used to say under 3 is terrible, and then it was under 2 that's terrible. And, you know, now we're 1 point something, and it's crazy. And I'm hopeful that these people we're recruiting, even if they're bringing a job, hopefully their spouse isn't. I also think we need to market on a regional basis too. And the Hansen Foundation and the EICI out of Logan is starting to do some of that. There's a job board out there that's Northwest Kansas Connect, and it's all of the region, all 26 counties of Hansen. And, you know, now, if you lived in the next county over and you commuted, that's not even close to what you did before. And so we're going to have to reach outside our own walls and be able to get some of those people in here. And hopefully that's how we continue to recruit and fill those jobs. But we get that call also on a weekly basis, on a daily basis almost, of people that need to hire. And it's going to be an issue. That one hasn't been a real issue for us before, and it really is now.
And we were talking about it before we went on the air today, that there aren't as many houses for sale, and there's not very many. I mean, I get called a lot about, do you have a rental property available? And I always have to say, I'm sorry, but we don't.
Right.
That's, you know, compared to a couple of years ago, that's really, really changed.
That one's hard. And again, I feel like if I ever have a year that I don't have to talk about housing, it's going to be a miracle. But, you know, it's different than what it was a year ago. We were talking about that, how many houses were on the market a year ago. And, you know, you think there's maybe 15 or so. I think there might even be less than that out there. And we've had some down payment assistance programs. You know, it's a great program, but when there's not a house to buy, we can't do it. We've done some rehab in the past, also a great program. We can't really do it with the price of materials. We've had new construction programs. That also doesn't work with the price of materials. And so we're working on it. And again, like you said, this is another problem that's not just us. When we've met with other economic and chamber and foundation people across the state, it's the same everywhere. So we're going to have to get creative. But if you're listening and you have a house that happens to be sitting empty, you should probably put a sign in the yard or talk to a realtor. Because,
you might do okay.
Yeah, you might be all right.
Yeah, that's great advice. Yeah. Absolutely. What else is going on? I mean, other than just those few things that we talked about, obviously a lot is going on, and most of it is very positive.
It is. We really try and stay positive, but I do have a little teaser I'm going to give you. Solomon Valley Community Foundation is going to start to do some things. You know, we come in November and talk to you about Match Month, and what we want to talk about now is that dream big. You know, when we created this little information for the Mitchell County Strong, we call ourselves a community that dares to dream. And so if you had $1 million, or actually if money was no object at all, so not even $1 million, and you could do anything you wanted for your community. You know, do you know what you do?
Yeah, I mean, there's lots of things that I think I would do. One of the things that I can think of, and it's already, we're working on it, is I've gone to a lot of towns, like with traveling sports, and I see the facilities at some of these towns that are our size or even smaller in some cases. Is they have this big, gigantic, you know, four ball field diamond with a pavilion in the middle, and they got shade, and then there's big parking lots. And in some cases, some places have donated land, like down in Pratt was an amazing facility, and we were at Wamego. And that's something that I know the city's working on, Jason Raby's working on. That's one thing that pops in my head. You know, I know there's a lot been talk about over the years about having like a convention center or something like that, so we could host some, maybe we have some concerts and various things like that, or whatever we might be able to do as an idea. And then, honestly, it ties into what we just talked about. If I had all this money, a development, have land develop it and have a whole nother area of housing, newer development. Houses and housing right. development. Exactly. Right. Based right. on what we were just talking about. Absolutely. That's just a couple of things popped my head.
Right. See, and I love that. I love that you have those. And, you know, for me, it's economic development. Obviously, if we can help buildings downtown, we don't want any building to be empty. But if we can help a business get into a building, entrepreneurship, youth entrepreneurship, that's kind of where my heart lies. But if there's people that are out there and they are thinking that they have these big dreams, and it's always funding, right? Mm-hmm. That's the first thing that always pops up. Well, how are we going to fund it?
Yep.
Well, so it's maybe if that wasn't a barrier, what could you do? Mm-hmm. And so you'll start to see some things come out, and have me back in a few months and we'll start to talk about it a little more. But not only the possibility of having some funding out there, but, you know, to have some help along the way to make sure that they're talking to all the right people. So some things we're starting to look at, if you want to dream big and we want to be a community of dreamers and we want to continue to grow and thrive, you know, what do we need to do to make our place be where someone wants to live?
I've shared this story before. I won't go into specifics, but there's an idea that we had years ago that was tied to an event. And the idea was initially like, well, that's not going to work. And my comeback was, what do you have to lose?
Right.
And if it doesn't work, okay, we tried it once, so be it. Nothing ventured, nothing gained.
Right.
And I think people get stuck in that sometimes. Like, well, you said dream big, Heather, but come on. It's that idea just probably is not going to work. Well, at least throw it out there.
Right.
Because what do you got to lose?
Right.
You know?
And you never know. Your neighbor might have an investor, or your other neighbor might be an architect or know somebody that can help you draw it or build it. And we don't want that to stop. You know, we have a great asset with the Dane Hansen Foundation. And we've seen other communities that don't have that who continue to dream big. And so it's made us open our eyes a little bit about things that we have the ability to do.
Absolutely. Anything else you'd like to add before I let you go?
No, come and have me back in a few months.
Absolutely.
We'll talk more
about that. Yes, we will always welcome the love goddess here in front of us here at the radio station. Heather Hartman, Sun Valley Economic Development Director, our guest today on Community Matters, brought to you by Metro County Hospital Health Systems. Anywhere online you want to direct people if they want to follow along about
some of this stuff? Yep, you can always go to Mitchell County Strong. We keep that website up, and there's some great information on there now. And if you want to be part of our marketing effort, you can put your information in there. We'll start sending you some stuff.
Heather, thanks for the time.
Thank you.
Thanks for everything that you do.
Thank you so much.
8:07 our time, 74 degrees. Community Matters brought to you by Metro County Hospital Health Systems.